Man, look, how her things say, man.
Okay. Suppose a little boy in school had been had been scolded. He was kind of mad about it. He might say, "Well, why is she blaming me? Nothing wrong.
I've done nothing wrong."
Okay. Suppose someone borrowed your rake maybe and then broke it. I was apologizing for it. You might say, "Oh, that's all right. I didn't like it."
Anyway.
Okay. Okay, suppose a child was crying and you might ask him why, and he'd point to his big brother and say, "He was eating candy and didn't give me
any."
Okay. The trenches that are cut by a plow when you're plowing are called
plow.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you say, "We raised a big
crop."
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you
cleared the land.
Okay. And you know, the second cutting of clover grass, do you have any name for that old dead dry grass that's left lying on the ground in the spring? Okay. Wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
Okay, and then they're piled up into a
shop.
Okay, you say we raise 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40? Bushels.
Huh?
40 bushels.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grains from the rest of it?
Thresh.
Okay, so you say that oats thrashed oats.
We thrashed oats.
Uh-huh. Would you say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed? Which sounds?
Oats.
Which sounds more natural?
Oats are.
Okay.
There's a lot of oats.
Okay. Talking about how tall you are, you say, "Well, he's not as tall as
I am."
Okay. But I'm not as tall as
he is.
Okay. But talking about how well you can do something, you'd say, "He can do it better than
I can."
Okay. If something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
Okay. Or if something belongs to you, then you'd say it's
yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
And to him?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
Okay. You've never heard people around here don't say yourn or ourn or something like that?
I've heard them say it, but I never did.
Okay. When you're addressing a group of people, you address, one person you'd address as you. You have a special way of addressing two or three people. I mean, do you say you all or y'all or you?
Yes, I say you all the time.
Okay, but you never say that to just one person, do you?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Suppose a group of people had been at a party and were fixing to leave, and you want to know about their wraps, you might ask them, "Where are..." Would you say you all's wraps?
Where are your wraps, I'd say.
Okay, even if it's a group. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And suppose there had been a lot of people at a party that you hadn't been to, and you wanted to know, you were asking about the people that went, you might ask, "Well, who?"
Who are they?
Okay, would you ask who all was there?
Yeah, I guess I'd say that. Who all was there?
Okay. And suppose there was a group of children out playing, and obviously they belonged to more than one family. You might ask, "Well,
whose children are they?"